Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real Cliff Central. Radio has never been
safe.
A real Cliff Central.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
Oh, Neil.
I'm all about the head up. Spit a breath, make your hater stand up. Burn up. Now get off your Twitter and man up. I'm the same tech you was calling band top. Now I'm rocking stadium. Got the bass, Afro-cranium. Many come, the speech is dumb. It's for life support. The paradox is I'm killing ish. And you feeling this? I'll sign DC. Talk me, man.
Ladies love, oh, Neil. Yeah, baby. Ladies love, oh, Neil. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Good afternoon and welcome to it, man. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central. Very interesting composition behind me. Damn the clicks, man. This is Nono. The song is called Baleka. I kicked up the show with an opening song from one of the hardest working rappers I know. One of the nicest guys I know, Castalion. A brand new song called Nkulu Kulu. So shout out to you, Kest, and everybody listening. Thank you very much. Welcome to yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. I'm hanging out with my boy, Junior, as always.
What's up, man? Shout out to the listeners.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
What do you think of the weather?
It's a bit dull, but I actually love this weather.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't go off and start being corny about the weather, because every time we have this kind of weather, people become so corny, like,
dude,
ooh, it's baby making weather, ooh, I want to be home and drink coffee, ooh, it gets so annoying. Anyway, one thing that's not going to be annoying is going to be the show. I tell you right now, we've got such a jam-packed show, we've got such incredible artists joining us in the studio. As a matter of fact, one of them is coming up right now.
Watch this, do this, on 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real Cliff Central. Radio has never been fixed.
Radio has never been
fixed. A real Cliff Central.
Thank you.
show. Listen to it. And let's work the feeling. Chill on, chill on. Yam na de lo. Chalo.
Chemistry there. Yeah, I see something there. You weren't even paying attention to me, Nana.
When musicians meet, you
yeah,
know,
no,
you
I can tell. Clearly. You even went into a freestyle and from that you just went into that beatbox.
Beatbox.
Is that what you guys do?
I was just, you know, giving him
jamming.
A little, you know, yeah, giving him a
I
pulse.
See. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome in the studio. No, super talented. Like, there's a unique style about you. Like, there's so many clicks. The rhythm is quite different. It's very unique. Is this something you want to tell us about that?
About the song that you've just
Baleka. Yeah.
Well, Xhosa is, you know, my native tongue.
Yeah.
The song is written as Xhosa, and I just basically wanted to write a song which tells a story, you know, a very simple story of, you know, a rural place or, you know, and, you know, I got the idea from using a very simple scale, which is used a lot in African music. And then I sort of played around with that and created a nice melody out of it. So it's not complicated. Really.
So
it's just
where did music begin for you?
It began back home in Cape Town, where I was born and raised. It started at home. You know, my mother is, you know, a lover of music. So I just got it from her. And then, you know, growing up, I met musicians, you know, formed groups and whatnot. And then later came to Pretoria to study jazz. And then, you know, it just went from there.
I really enjoy how simple you make it look, especially when it comes to singing. I remember just as we were preparing for the show earlier on, we just started jamming with Junior, and I want you guys to just do that again, you know, for my listener. Can Junior just play something and then you just take it from there and you just start singing?
All right, no problem.
All right, so this is what's happening on the show. Don't move.
Lady Love, oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Lady Love, oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry. WOC, we need a long peace and trust. WOC, WOC, we need a long peace and trust. WOC, WOC, listen to we need a long peace and trust. WOC, WOC,
yeah, baby.
free. They call it music. Music, you're the lover of my soul. They call it music. Music, you're the lover of my soul. They call it music.
Ladies and gentlemen, no, no, in the studio, on a freestyle tip. Where do you perform most of the time?
I perform around Joburg and Pretoria.
Okay.
You know, the Orbit. I've played a couple of times there. I've played at the African Freedom Station in West Dean.
Who do you enjoy, of all the artists you've shared stage with, who have you enjoyed the most?
I have to say, you know, not to sound, you know, biased or anything, but I really enjoy playing with my band.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay.
I really, really enjoy playing them. You get each other, you know, and it's like music just becomes so easy and effortless with them. So it's just...
Album-wise, what's happening? Tell us about projects that you've worked on.
Okay, I've recently, you know, which is what I'm very excited about, I've worked on my album, True Call. It's available on iTunes, and the CD will be out in September, sometime in September. I'm also currently working with a brilliant African music creator and singer.
Yeah.
His name is Azza. His project is produced by Eric Piliani. It's what I'm currently busy with right now. And, you know, I've just been featured in, you know, a couple of projects here and there, here and there, and there. Yeah.
All right. Who inspires you?
Musically.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm inspired by a lot of things, you know. I love art.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not restricted to music. I'm inspired by excellence. You know, if you excel in what you do, that sort of, you know, pushes me to do better and, you know, and just, yeah. A lot of things inspire me.
If there was one artist you could single out whom you would like to collaborate with, either dead or alive, who would it be?
He's alive.
Okay.
He's somewhere in the world right now because he travels a lot. A brilliant guitarist by the name of Leonard Luweke.
Okay.
He's of African descent,
yeah,
but he's based now in New York and he's done incredible things. I love his music, you know, it's so harmonically, it's interesting, and you know, rhythmically, it's like mind blowing. And I think I'd be able to do justice to his music.
All right, if you just joined us, we're hanging out with No No. We're bringing in yet another artist, so don't move.
Ladies love, O'Neill. Yeah, baby. Bottles, laughing like everything's funny, 'cause you're making money.
you're not real. You can't have Christmas in July, unreal. Hit the road, Jack, been real.
Hey, to me, I might not be that sugar free. So soon, you got a taste for the finer things. I dine with kings that wanna give me so many rings. But what that means, that it leads to the sin thing. I'm an indie, not impressed by the labels. A little ditzy, but can use your for cable. On my own, I'm grown and pretty able. When it's tough, I'm a soldier and I Rambo. You're making money, but honey, that's kinda funny. Your swag is busy and you're looking kinda bummy. You ring a couple carrots, I'ma call it bunny. Sugar daddy, you can't dip in this honey.
Can you believe this joke?
No, I'm not.
Probably recognize a tone from Gangs of Instrumentals.
Yeah.
Dumi's joining us today with a brand new single called Sugar Free, which has everybody bugging out in the studio.
Yay.
Everybody loves your song.
Hey, whoop whoop.
That is great stuff. Now, obviously, look, we're going to keep saying Dumi of Gangs of Instrumentals. Is it okay for us to continue doing that?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay,
I suppose
okay.
We need a differentiator.
All right, so let's get the annoying questions out of the way. What's happening with Gangs of Instrumentals?
They're assisting me with my solo at the moment in time, and we've still got some stuff that we're working on in the studio, so probably next year maybe we'll release a single or two or maybe an album. We'll see.
Okay, now The sound. Tell me about the sound. Like, I'm hearing this very nice and refreshing sound. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, I'm jumping off from what I've learned, Gang of Instrumentals, you know. And me as an individualist, do me. I'm that girl. I love to dance, you know. I'm that girl. You can't get me off the dance floor. So
okay.
It only naturally made sense that I do music that makes you want to shake your booty. So, yeah, and it's a combination of everything that's my influence, you know. I've got jazzy vocals, but I also like the pop beat, but I also love raga, you know. So mm-hmm. I try to put everything that is in me out into a song and hope for the best.
Now, obviously, you know, branching out on your own, coming from such a super and mega group, identity-wise,
yeah.
How are you ensuring that, you know, it's not tainted in any way, shape, or form, and what people receive is actually Dumi as opposed to Gangs of Instrumental?
You know, I think I'm still myself. Even when I was with Gang of Instrumentals, you know, as a solo artist, yes, I'm more playful and I'm more fierce and I'm more hashtag pink power. But it's still the same girl, you know, and I think the fans of Gang of Instrumentals won't be like, Gimangu, you know.
Okay.
They'll still be like, okay, I see you. And I'll probably and hopefully still bring them and attract them as well.
The project itself in its entirety, who have you worked with? Are there any notable collaborations?
I'm still busy, Mr. O'Neill. Oh, I'm not yet done. I'm only 7 tracks in. So as you've heard, I've worked with Jay Ross, who's one of my producers, very talented guy. Mandla N of Gang of Instrumentals is one of my lyricists, who's, you know, helping me compose the music, as well as Riot, Questa, Nadia Nakai.
Nice.
I'm speaking to Busiswa. I'm speaking to T from the V. So yeah,
looks like you've got quite a plan there. Okay, we seldom have 2 females only in the studio, so we're gonna try and exploit that. We're gonna exploit that. I would like to hear a menage a trois of music. So what we're gonna do is Junior is gonna challenge the both of you. He's gonna play something that you both are not familiar with.
Okay.
And you have to come up with the melody, collaborate, and we put together a brand new song.
Just like that.
On the spot. Are we good to go? So, you decide. You decide on what he's playing. If you like it, if you want him to up the tempo, that is also fine.
Okay. Cool?
All right.
Yeah, we can work with this. Okay. It's Friday, baby, let's go out. Let's do this.
That's all that's on my mind.
Think how funny it would be to have you and me go out tonight.
Wanna rip that body, press that red blue, show that red, red lipstick.
I got my heels, got my girl, got my favorite song. Mr. DJ, pump it up, let's get to the flow and break it down. You break it down, break it down.
So nice one. We're gonna turn it down now.
Oh my god.
Let's keep it sexy, Junior.
Oh no.
Yeah, for all the pervs out there, you are obviously foaming at the mouth because of this weather. So yeah, let's just reach out to all the pervs out there. I got two beautiful women in the studio, and I'm not afraid to use them.
So,
oh
dear.
Oh my gosh.
Oh jeez. I'm sorry, I forgot my self-respect at home. I tend to do that every once in a while. So can we just tone it down a bit and then have them come up? Manager twice. Somehow, it's very bizarre because it feels like you guys are touching each other, but you're not touching Junior. Like, I don't feel like Junior is a part of it.
Sorry, so, Junior. Sorry.
Junior, do you feel like you're a part of it?
No,
way. Okay, so Junior says it's okay, even if they didn't touch him.
Alright.
So, let's talk about Sugar Free one more time to me. Is it available for download?
Absolutely. It's available on all the cellular network platforms.
Okay.
It's also available on iTunes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can go get yourself a copy and you can go be sugar free.
We introduce our next guest on the flip side of this.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Come on, let's do this. One, two, three, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill. Radio was never fancy.
Radio was never fancy.
O'Neill O'Kane Central. WOC. O'Neill O'Kane Central.
Drop it, shake it, make it bounce.
Dale Gaia.
Drop it, shake it, make it, make it.
Dale Gaia.
Drop it, shake it, make it bounce.
Dale Gaia.
Drop it, shake it, make it, make it, make it.
So who you gonna love for the night though? I heard you go hard on the pipe though. Live it big, big, with a fire hole. So everybody know that you my hoe. I can eat it raw like Milo. You walking like you want a typo, something like lipo, dope under the hydro. Bitch, you better focus on the light show.
Yo, and I brought my niggas so we can get fucked up. tonight. We rolling that weed up so we can get hyped up. Alright. And we got the ammo to have us a late night. Alright. But you got the wrong one if you're trying to get some polite.
Dollar guy on.
Suck it, shake it, make it.
Dollar guy on, huh?
Suck it, shake it, make it.
Dollar guy on.
Interestingly, this song is also called Dlalakayon, and we've got Brenham in the studio. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
He finally showed up.
Hey, bro, sorry about being so late, man. Okay. Got so caught up and stuff. I was busy making money, you know, so I had to be on the meeting game. Driving back and stuff.
Well, forgive us for interfering with you making money.
Had we known, we wouldn't have bothered you, sir.
Now, let's talk about Dlalakayon in the title. First and foremost, there's another single out called Dlalakayon.
Yeah.
Are you aware?
Yeah, I'm very aware of it.
Okay.
Well, actually, the story about it, because I'm getting a lot of slack about that. This song, this particular one, was done sometime in February.
Okay, so it was done earlier.
No, it was done way before.
Okay.
The other artist dropped his.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then when there was word that he has a song with the same title.
Okay.
We were like, okay, dude, because this is the single that we want to drop anyway.
Yeah.
So might as well make it this big thing. We just drop it the same day and see how people receive it and all that.
Okay.
So that's how we did it. But initially, it wasn't supposed to be, you know, two songs with the same title.
I get it. All right. Now, let's talk about you. Who's Venom? Where do you come from? What's happening with you music-wise?
Venom, where does Venom come from? Venom, born and bred in the East. Grew up a music lover. I could say it came from my father's side, because, dude, I was like 5 years old listening to Tupac and Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? So that's how I came up with the whole hip-hop thing. And yeah. Then went to Nigel High, started rapping back in high school, you know, back in the times of the cypher, the freestyle.
So you freestyle?
Hey, don't put me on the spot, not anymore.
No, that's what we're about to do right now.
Oh my.
They've already dug their parts.
Welcome.
Oh, damn.
I've actually got a beat for you. Are you ready, sir?
Oh my God.
Okay,
dude,
stand by.
You're just going to throw me inside, ain't
dude,
you?
This is what we do. We throw people under the bus. That's what we do.
Okay. All right, if I choke, please forgive me. It's been years.
Okay, so there's your beat.
Okay, on a J. Cole, nah.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Alright, Boy V in the studio. I'm with Mr. O'Neal himself and some beautiful vocalists out here. Buying some time. Junior, how you doing, man? I'm buying some time. Let the beat drop. Let me hear where I'm gonna jump in. Okay. Boy V, Cliff Central. That's how we do with them. Okay. Yo. Okay. Yo. Freestyle, yo, look, about to run Josie, no trainers on. When I snatch the best newcomer, don't blame the Don. My reign been delayed upon. And once you get a taste of me, you gon' need you and to free your daughter. For me, I'm the perfect thing at the right time. Despicable, coke fiend to a white line. Perfect, man, you cannot mess with me though. I'll be on to something you like, something like Pleado. Okay, freestyle, when I'm coming back on the new flip. I just lost it, but I'll get it back again. Boy V, up in the studio, this is how we do it. Out here. On the spot, though.
Nice, you redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
We forgive you being late. And all the other stuff.
That was a little sketchy, but yeah, okay, we'll do it.
So, we're about to let Nana go, but before she leaves us, you know, as it is customary here, I have to get Nana to sing. Yeah, no, I know.
Thanks the most.
I know. Hey, I know.
Okay, guys. I'll do it.
Yo, you should have seen the look in it, like she was so concerned. She's like, yo, but I've done this. Have you ever seen anyone at the end of the month when they're supposed to get paid and say, no, but I got paid last month. Why are you paying me?
No, it's not the same thing.
So we're doing this. Don't move.
Ladies love.
Very sure.
Very sure.
Yeah. Positive.
Okay, let's go. Can I give you a topic?
Yes, I'm not good at this freestyle thing.
This is something that we do. But you have to promise me and my listener that whatever topic, you have to promise us right now, we're making a commitment that whatever topic I give you, you're going to make it work. Despite what it sounds like.
Okay.
That's part of the challenge.
Despite what it sounds like.
Okay, Gina, are you ready? Are you ready? Is everybody ready for the title?
Hey, bro.
So she has to. So Nono's challenge is, I am wet, but it's not raining.
Oh. Okay. Oh. All right. Damn. Mm.
I feel like something just fell on me.
Yeah. Are you okay, Nono?
Nono, are you okay?
Yeah.
You made us a promise. The title for the Nono song is I'm Wet But It's Not Raining.
I think I just saw her face change color.
How do I? Okay, real, let's
sing.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's go. I'm wet, but it's not raining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go, Junior. Dimanzi. Kodwa kunethi ngaphandle. Said I'm wet, but it's not raining outside. Am I doing this alone, you guys?
Yeah, nobody else is wet. It's just
you see now. I'm not doing this anymore.
Okay, I'll tell you what. It's fine. We'll coach you off guard. It's cool. Next time you'll be better prepared.
No.
Thank you very much. Where? What are you doing this weekend?
Yes. Can I speak about another radio station?
That's fine. Okay. Do your thing.
This weekend, I'm doing the Art of Sunday Unplugged session on Kai FM.
Okay.
So people should tune in at 1:05 in the afternoon. It's going to be great.
All right.
I'll be doing songs from my album, True Call.
All right. So next time you introduce your next single, please come back here.
Yeah, I'll come.
All right. Come prepared.
It is raining.
Outside.
That's why I'm wet.
Thank you very much. Shout out to you. We'll be bringing in yet another artist in the studio. In fact, I think he's one of the most talked about rappers at the moment because of a single that he's putting out right now and a very controversial artwork just surfaced on social media. So we're about to get into that shortly. And just as we are about to release you, sir, we've got one more freestyle for you.
Oh, come on, man. Okay, cool. What's going on?
Yeah,
going on,
so, Junior, do you have anything for Venom? Okay, let's do this.
Ladies love only Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, okay. So here we go. Venom is in it.
Okay, not used to rapping to a piano, playing by itself. Okay. A lot of sound of that though. Sounding nice. Junior on the keys. That's how we do. Yo, look, look. Ain't about the life no more. Still wanna be fights, come on. Better got it, but next thing, mommy wanna shell it, I like butter. Party at my grandmama crib. Broken beer bottles in the fridge. Looking hella purple on my lid. Two turn up, green things hella lit. Swag game on dubula dubula. Anzak zuk kulu makulula. Tava dai boy, tava dai swag. Young nigga make blood like buruma. I've been waiting all week, but I'm opening it up right now with my boy Junior. Cliff Central, live with O'Neal. This is how we do it, baby boy. V out.
Nice one, dude. Nice one. So what are you up to this weekend?
Well, I've got a few interviews lined up.
Okay.
And I just got the go ahead to start with my album yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm probably gonna.
What do you mean you got the go ahead? Who
like,
would you
like,
see
like,
the go ahead?
You know, like everything was being planned out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because we just shot a video for the song Talagayona.
Okay.
It's premiering next week on TV.
Okay.
So we were just waiting for everything to for the dust to settle for us to know which direction we're gonna take.
Okay.
So the guys just said, yes, dude, we're gonna start with the album now.
All right.
So yeah, from this weekend, next weekend. The weekend after that, we're going to be busy at work, yeah?
Shout out to you. Big up yourself. Come back once everything is settled and come share with us.
No doubt, dude. Thanks All for right. having me, bro.
All right, cool. So we're coming back with one more guest, our final guest. Dumi's still here as well, so she'll be joining us in a freestyle shortly.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
I guess it's all eyes on me. Yeah, it's prime time, you'll see me. Yeah, that television, my CV. After that, I go see deep. So the next time you gon' see me, check my one watch.
MC Extraordinaire Reason hangs out with us in the studio one more time. And this happens at the backdrop of one of the most controversial artworks I've seen this year. So this surfaced on social media. If you haven't seen it, go to my timeline or go to cliffcentral.com and check out the artwork there. So, and he's got a brand new single out. He's about to tell us about the single, and of course, bring in some perspective to the artwork that we've seen. Reason, welcome, my brother. Dude, have you looked? You...
I thought it was her turn.
No. It's your turn.
Oh,
it's your turn.
Oh,
she'll
wow.
be joining us shortly.
Oh, so much for ladies first. I guess
Jesus,
I'm the lady here.
Jesus
okay.
Christ. Let's talk about the artwork, dude.
Yes, sir.
Obviously a bit of a shock to all of us when we
right.
saw it, and you know
right.
naturally the online community reacted.
Sure.
Yeah, and what in terms of questions that you've been getting, what have you been getting the most?
Yo, how could you disrespect us like this? I think that's the
really
it's the most yeah
they personalized it.
Well, I think you know there's if there's one thing that I think we all take for granted is how much people believe in certain things.
Yeah.
For example, like, you know, I made this example yesterday. I said, you know, if you were to take a banana, like a picture of a banana, and chop it, a piece of it,
yeah,
and then put it up, a guy who really, really loves Apple Mac will take offense to that, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And they might even go as far as sending you threats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they believe in that logo and they believe in that image as whatever it is that they understand it to be, you know?
Yeah.
In this particular situation, what I did was I took a picture that we've all come to know as Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whether or not it is, that's kind of irrelevant, but I've taken an image that we've all come to know as Jesus Christ, and I added my realities to the image.
Yeah.
To say that I'm a tainted version of what Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
And people thought that I was talking about my, well, first when they saw the picture, they thought that was my opinion of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And then they thought that was my opinion of Christianity. And then they thought that it was my opinion of
interpretation.
You know what I mean? So they were like, yo, it was a thing. And there was, you know, there was a whole bunch of conversation about, you know, but why are the women naked? Why are they women? And then I said, well, would you prefer guys or what's going on? It was just a whole bunch of conversations, but there was a lot of things flying around. But it really, really, it went to another level.
What was the process though?
I'll tell you, when I thought about this, when I came up with this idea, I thought that this was enough for people to want to have a conversation with me about the song, to be like, dude, what are you talking about? And then I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. This is an image of myself, actually. This is what I see when I think of myself. Because growing up, you were taught that in order to get to heaven, you have to be Christ-like. You know, as a Christian, you have to be Christ-like. You have to follow in his steps. You have to be like him in order to get to heaven, and you have to follow his lessons. And I've since done that. I still do. You know what I'm saying? He's very patient, very understanding, forgiving, loving, obedient. But I found that when I looked at the image, that I had a difference, and my difference was my failure with temptation. You know, in this industry, as an artist, as a husband, as a father, as so many different things, you come across so many different challenges with like drugs, alcohol, girls, this, that, and the other. You know, and the whole point behind the song was to actually say, you know, I think I'm the tainted version of what Jesus is, because I hide behind my shades because I'm way too promiscuous. You know what I'm saying? And that was the picture of the two girls. It was like, I have two girls over there because it's just too much promiscuity. And even misogyny, if you want to call that. Maybe it even falls into that box. But the whole point was, okay, let's be real about who we are. You know what I mean? I think it was just this whole journey as an artist where I was saying, I want to be real about who I am and my realities. You know what I mean? Like, it's very awkward to show up on a TV show with your daughter and then people show up with you in a club and you're looking otherwise. And it's like, you know? So I think that was really the picture I was trying to paint. I thought, you know, this would stay in the hip hop community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be a hip hop community thing where people would be like, hey fam, what's going on here? What are you doing? And I'd be like, no, it's this thing that I'm doing. You know, it's this verse. I mean, that piece is like a metaphor of a whole verse. Like, the whole verse has a piece that speaks to that one picture. You know what
I'm
saying?
And the verse is the realest verse ever.
It's the realest verse ever.
Okay, let's see what the realest verse
ever. But the artwork plays on Romans 7, 15 to 18, which to me is the realest verse ever.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check this out.
Lady Love, unreal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, the guy that the rhymes. Okay, this is not it. We need...
This is the other one. But I'm actually glad you played this one.
Why?
Because the whole point of this whole campaign started with this song, actually.
Okay.
Because the song, the whole campaign, really, like, the whole reason approach was supposed to be around being real. Real with the market, real with the people.
Okay.
I've often been criticized that people don't connect with me because they think, you know, I'm slightly foreign in terms of my approach. You know, my music is not, you know, vernacular.
Okay.
Or my music is not hood. You know what I'm saying?
So hood enough.
Hood guy. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing I really have to connect with people is my story. So we jump onto songs like Endurance. We jump onto different songs like, you know, Took Up Shakur, Bump the Cheese Up.
Yeah.
We do all those things. But I think, you know, I was in a place where I was like, I want to take this realness further. You know, like, we've moved on from all those things and those perspectives. Like,
they so now know things. You can do it if you want.
Yeah. Now it's one of those where it's like, yo, man, there's so many things that have happened in the last 6 months that you want to tell people about. But
okay. Let's just take the song on the flip side of that. I'm hoping that we'll have the right song in place.
It's because you didn't download my song.
Oh God, I'm a lion king. I got all my lines with, and they hungry for fine things while I'm hungry for 9 gigs out in Paris, Miami, and London. It's okay if they pay me in hundreds. Call me Addy the way I don't want checks. Hey, I'm hiding my money in lunch tins. My babies know that he got much bread, and my lady makes sure I get enough. So I'm laying these verses with Thompson in a club with that lyrical content. Sipping yak while I'm making a concept, but it's after me taking the wrong. Hey. Cause everyone in the building is probably feeling they self for real. And I'm on a mission to get in this money and making my wealth for real. The crib at the top of the hill, whipping them 20-inch wheels. Ego be tripping for thinking I might be the greatest to do it for real. Hey, for real. We are the realest for real. The realest for real. Ego be tripping for thinking I might be the realest to do it for real.
Soon as we touch down, you get touched. Soon as we touch down, you get touched. Soon as we touch down, you get touched. Soon as we touch down, you get touched.
Hey, the guy that
I got a machine rap. I'm bringing the East back with a beast track. You can say Wolverine raps, but this ain't really clean raps, cause I've been smacking these weak rappers in East track with at least factual speech passion, at least smashing the beat action will lead back to the beat. Hey, came from the bottom and now we on top of the world for real. And now that we hot, the rest of the world must chill for real, for real, for real.
Alright, so this is Reason. While we sort out the realest verse ever, let's just quickly chat to the lovely Tumi and find out what she's up to. What are you up to this weekend?
Busy promoting the single.
Okay.
Because I've just dropped.
Sugar Free.
So, yes, I'm brand new. So they can all follow me on my social media platforms at Dumi Masemola or at Dumi _ Masemola to just find out where I will be later on in the year. I know in August I'm going to get a little bit more busy so they can keep up with me there.
And video-wise, what's happening?
Yeah, we're in the plannings of the video, so we should be shooting just before Women's Month. So Women's Month will drop, especially with the message of being sugar free. So I think August month will be the best time to drop.
Okay, in the interest of time, I'm hoping that we can get the song in. I was hoping to catch a freestyle between Dumi and Reason.
Oh.
In fact, you know what? Anything is possible. We've got at least a minute to do that. I mean, you're not going to have a man who went all out and put together the realest verse ever and one of the greatest to ever do it, Dumi, and not have
That's
them
true.
Do a freestyle.
That's
I'll
true.
Tell you what. Here's a beat.
So this time I'm going to sing and she's going to...
No. Okay, so there's your beat. Can you hear?
What?
We need a verse.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's Reason the Mass and Dumi, yeah, Cliff Central. We don't know what's next, but we got this flow. So 1, 2, 1, 2, baby, get your dough.
I got money, hey. Lots of shoes.
Hey.
All I'm missing, baby, is you.
Hey.
But you're busy making you.
Hey.
When I call, it's another excuse. You gotta run, you gotta go, you got a plane to catch. Got the hat, got the gadgets, and the hat to match. You got my heart real twisted, you got me complicated. What the girl do but sing the blues.
Yo, what's the guy gotta say now? After this girl just put out a new play now. I don't even understand, but this thing now got me wanna say something interesting now. Okay, but I gotta carry on, it's a freestyle. Don't stop, everybody's listening to the beat now. Gotta make sure everybody knows the realest. Keep the interest, take it back to the inches.
Woo.
Hear it back to chorus.
No, you guys have to come back
chorus.
For that. You have to come back.
Yeah. I love that hook though. Oh my god, I wish that was my song. Yeah. I wish that hook was my song.
Do that again.
Yo, what a nice hook, yo. No, please play that thing again, yo. It sounds like it was made for this song, dog. No, like, no. Yo, she wrote it. Yo.
Okay.
I got money, lots of
shoes.
All I'm missing, baby, is you.
Hey.
But you're busy making use.
Hey.
When I call, it's another excuse.
Woo.
You gotta run, you gotta go, you got a plane to catch.
Hey.
You got the hat, got the gadgets, and the hat to match.
Hey.
You got my heart real twisted, you got me complicated. What's a girl to do but sing the blues?
What a dope hook, yo. Dope song. Oh, my God. Yo,
shout
that's
out, listen,
amazing.
And shout out to Kelman. They've just given us an extra few minutes.
Okay, sure.
So we're literally overlapping on to the next show. So we've got, shout out to you there.
Thank you.
So we've got the realest verse ever.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a double entendre for you. You're an artistic person. But let's talk about the content before we go into the onto the song.
Yeah.
Do you think you brought your A game on this verse?
I think that's for the people to decide. I think that's for the people to decide. That's what everybody must decide. I think that's what I want to know. Did I? You know, somebody actually, I bumped into AKA yesterday and he said, Reason, with a name like that, this better be worth our data. I'm a very busy person. This better be worth my time.
Okay, let's hope nothing goes wrong. In fact, we'll just... a player with the song.
Yes.
Let's just see. What are you up to, man?
New music, new releases.
You've been doing
TV work,
as well?
Doing a bit of TV as well.
Okay.
Just trying to see if we can survive. You know, do you have stretch?
How's that
exploring.
Working on TV?
It's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not forcing myself into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not really trying to be like the next best actor.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I wanna fiddle. Yeah.
Okay.
Never really got a chance to do it in high school.
Okay.
Too bad.
too busy doing bad at school, so they wouldn't let me do it. So I can only do it now because I'm too busy doing good at music. So we're trying that out. But yeah, new video coming out for The Realist, which is the one that you're playing by accident. All
right. In terms of what you've already explained to us, what can we expect from the video? Are we going to be seeing that thought process going into the video as well?
You never know.
Okay.
You never know. You never know.
And to me, thank you very much. You're so skilled. I feel like, can we book her again? Can she come back? She's such a baller energy. Like, please come back.
A baller energy.
I'll be back. Thank you, Neil.
Okay, cool. So she'll be joining us very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Thank you very much. And Junior, once again, you kill. Wow. You kill. He's such a metal. Yeah, like, you know.
Can you play Happy Birthday?
Whose birthday?
Just Junior.
Oh.
Okay, Junior, show him what
Junior,
you
Junior, just... It's one of those.
Show him what you do. Show
I feel like, actually, I feel like I just pissed him off as a piano guy. Everybody that plays piano is like, dude.
Yeah, like it's an insult to him.
I play Happy Birthday for kids.
Yeah, let's hear what you...
He can't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we're sorting out the other song. Okay, no, look, it's fine.
Excuses.
Guys, thank you very much for coming through. We're playing out with The Realest verse ever. Is it? I'm out of here, guys. Thank you very much.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.